This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Saturday night, harp players from New Mexico and beyond will assemble at St. Michael and All Angels Church in Albuquerque for the first ever New Mexico Festival of Harps. A public concert hosted by the Canterbury Harp Ensemble will be conducted by David Felberg, and proceeds will benefit the Albuquerque Youth Symphony Association. With us this morning is one of the organizers of this unusual music event, harp player Kathy Wimmer. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer. Thank you for having me.
Audiences don't often get the chance to hear more than one harp at a time. Give us an idea of what this is going to sound like. This many harps?
Well, we've got 15 players, harps of all kinds. We've got your orchestral pedal harps, and we have folk harps, which is what I play. It's a full-sized folk harp, which is smaller than the pedal harp, but it is full-size. I have 36 strings on mine, and some of the folk harps are smaller. And we're doing ensemble pieces, two parts and then several that are up to four parts. And so you've got some new pieces, original works, and also some classical pieces like Emperor's Waltz, Strauss's Emperor's Waltz, and Ode to Joy, and then some folk pieces. So you've got a lot of different sounds and a lot of different arrangements.
And multiple harps playing together. This is a really distinctive sound.
Right, because we're not part of an orchestra with a lot of different instruments. It's all harp. So it is a very distinct sound, especially if you're sitting in the middle of harps surrounding you when they're playing. There's nothing like it. It's just incredible.
And how did this event come together? What was the inspiration?
The inspiration, one of our members of the Canterbury Harp Ensemble, Mary Weaver, got the idea of they have a similar event in Denver, and I'm pretty sure, you know, elsewhere also. And Mary said, you know, we need to do that here. Maybe we could start organizing it. There's enough harp players in New Mexico. A lot of people don't realize that. There's actually a pretty large community. Right. We're just representing some of them. There's a lot more than the 15 of us, but getting us all in one place is very unusual.
Now, we've mentioned that this is the first New Mexico Festival of Harps. Is there a hope that this will continue?
Yes, there is a hope that this will continue. It's been a lot of work. Actually, it's been over a year in the planning. There's a harp list that a lot of us are members of, and it's not only national, it's international. And it went out in November with a playlist of the proposed music and just saying, if you travel here for the rehearsal, you can be part of this with a small fee, which will go to pay for rehearsal space and the conductor and all. Mm-hmm. We are hoping to have a huge turnout, because any money that is net proceeds will go to the Albuquerque Youth Symphony. So.
Well, that's great. And apart from it being a great opportunity for the harp players, the harpists and the harpers, it's also a wonderful way to introduce this instrument to audiences in the Albuquerque area.
Absolutely. And hopefully people will hear the harp and get really excited and want to play themselves.
And the concert is hosted by the Canterbury Harp Ensemble. This is a group that's based here in Albuquerque.
Yes. We started at St. Thomas of Canterbury Church, and then we decided that we really needed to practice on a Saturday, if possible, and we were very, very happy to have Apple Mountain Music, which is a store here in town, host us. So we practice there once a month at Apple Mountain Music, and they're really great helping us get the word out.
Kathy Wimmer is one of 15 harp players who will come together Saturday night at 6 at St. Michael and All Angels Church, 601 Montaño Northwest in Albuquerque. The concert is the culmination of the first New Mexico Festival of Harps. Tickets will be available at the door, and proceeds will benefit the Albuquerque Youth Symphony. For more information, go to applemtnmusic.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Kathy.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.